Hello, this is Andre.
And Anita. We talk about parenting, love, and life skills.
Our family of six makes sure we always have something to share. The devil can play rock and roll, can play music at all.
He doesn't know any tone, no melody, no chord. Good evening, Andre.
Good evening, Anita.
It's been a little while again that we have been recording.
I think like 2 weeks.
Has it? Uh-huh. I think it kind of feels longer.
Oh yeah, you know? I know. I miss you too.
No, that we're sitting and talking in the microphone. I just, I noticed that we forgot to record the second part of the one that is called 42 Different Things You Should Do With Your Family to Create a Better Family Atmosphere.
But if we record this now, did we really forget?
Not really. I mean, I should not have mentioned it so nobody ever notices, so doesn't matter. And the last part, the last point we talked about was having a special moment or happiness jar. Mm-hmm. Where everybody is recording stuff on a little piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, you can pull out those little pieces of paper and talk about those awesome memories.
You could. We did not start doing that yet, did we?
No, we haven't. Actually, no. Didn't we say that we should talk about this in family conference or something?
Yeah, so maybe tomorrow.
And then, let's just collect those special snippets or better moments and put them in a book or something like that.
Yeah, maybe because
we said a jar is not so helpful.
Yeah, somewhere at least. I've been having a break or holiday, as you might call it, and we did something with the kids, so maybe there's something memorable there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that one day, our daughter, she told me several times that she really enjoyed that day.
Like you going to the park?
Yeah, we went to that playground, and then we also went, like, not really shopping, but we went into the mall, but it was just more like look around, not really go shopping.
Our littlest or older?
Older one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The little one, she's not talking about it
so
much.
No, she's just happy to take along.
She's just happy.
Yeah.
And that's more than enough of a thank you for me, you know? Okay. So, and the next one is write down those funny sentences that your children say.
So that's number 22
also. We have the saying in German, it says Kindermund, children's mouth.
Okay. Sense.
But there is not an equivalent in English as far as I know.
Well, the way the kids talk.
Yeah, when they say funny things. And the sad part is...
quoting kids.
Well, I kept writing these things down. Mm-hmm. Once I even had like some of them in a calendar. Like we always have a yearly calendar with photos made in the last year for the next year. Mm-hmm. And then we send it out to my parents and my brother and my sister, your parents and so on. It's like the yearly gift we give to them every single time. Mm-hmm. And there were like, I think, 2 years where I wrote down certain things the kids said. Mm-hmm. I collected them and then I put them in the calendar. But unfortunately, I didn't continue doing this.
Oh.
Or I did it, but I posted something on Facebook or on WhatsApp status, you know?
Okay.
Because then I would do it like immediately and share it immediately. But then unfortunately, it's gone afterwards, you know?
That's right, yeah.
You don't have it anymore. So maybe it's better to post it on Facebook so you can just pull it back out.
Yeah, you could.
As an example, you know, instead, like if you don't have a book or whatever.
I agree.
Do you remember any sayings?
I just remember some of those funny words that our oldest did say. There were only a few. I remember one word.
There were so few, that's why you remember them.
Fuddle was the one I remember.
I remember a story, like the ones that I wrote down, they're much more lively in my memory.
Because you wrote them down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one was where our second son, he was on the playground with our, like with your father. Mm-hmm. So with his granddad. And they were quite small at that time. And then he had to go to the toilet. And he was like, I have to go. And your grandfather was like, what do you usually do when you have to go and you're on the playground? Mm-hmm. And then he would start pulling down his pants and he would try to stop him. Like, no, stop it, stop it. And then he said, shall I show you now or shall I not show you? Something like that, you know? And it just, it came across so funny. Yeah, it's just weird translating it. So.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And especially with your dad, like
he's not really the nature toilet kind of guy.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is tell stories from your own childhood.
Oh, we do that regularly. And actually, the kids ask us about that stuff as well. Coming from them, not only now sit down and I'll have tell you a story about how my life went. No, they're actively asking about some stuff. At certain moments, not all the time, of course.
Mostly they're asking about stuff that might have happened at school. That's what I'm recalling,
or
right?
Stuff that went wrong or stuff that went well. That's, you know, when I was taking a tour with them, we talked about that as well.
Well, actually, I told them certain things about my granddad and that he used to do, like he is like this Renaissance man who could do everything. He was a beekeeper, he was a gardener, he could build a house, he could...
That's called the Renaissance, man?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
You learn something new every day. Okay,
those are the people that can do just everything.
All right. Jack of all trades, I'd have called him. But
yeah.
Renaissance another one. Man, okay.
Sounds better. It sounds more sophisticated.
I guess it does, yeah.
Okay. The next one is... tell jokes.
Oh, we can do that. We definitely can do that. So that's an activity you should do as a family. I mean, we are kind of funny with our kids.
We are. Yeah, but those are just self-made jokes.
We make them laugh. But it's not the, well, here's one. You know, Jim walks into a bar and he's dead, Jim. I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know...
Well, sometimes they bring home some jokes.
Yeah.
You know, that they picked up at
school
or somewhere
else. I know, our second one is trying to create jokes at times.
Yes. Well, but some of them are really good.
Yeah, it's usually word plays, you know, or, you know, play on words. But some might be above average. I would not dare to call them good yet, but he's getting there.
Well, his friend, he has one of those joke books or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to read some of them and try to memorize them. And then he would come up with certain jokes at random times.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be a nice family activity as well.
Yeah, you can only do that at a certain age.
Well.
It's like, now make up jokes on the spot and
see what happens. No, that's not what you should do. You know, that's going to be...
But do have humor in your family. I would underline that strongly. Suggested. It's healthy.
I agree. I definitely agree. Then have a photo safari.
Okay.
Oh, no, there's a link. There was a link as to how this works when you go for a walk. Actually, I did that. When you go out for a walk, usually the kids are not really that excited about it, right?
Oh, as an encouragement to go outside, okay.
Yes, and then I gave them like a little task, a list of different tasks. Yeah. They had to find a specific
leaf and live animal.
A certain leaf, yes. A certain tree and something like some rubbish that somebody like
just
threw away and some other things. And they had to take pictures of it.
Mm.
And that was actually quite exciting. But it's just, I feel this doesn't work many times. You can't do this several times because, you know, for the first time, maybe for the second time also, it's going to be fun. And especially for a birthday party game when you do it with other children. But if you do this on a regular basis, then you're like, again. You know, I don't know if it works. The next one is have a treasure hunt.
Well, we did those for as a birthday present or birthday party. We did those with, I guess, all kids, right?
Yeah.
just not our littlest one yet. But we did the, those in the woods, you know, I remember that one time.
We've done several, but I wouldn't, I'm not so motivated to do them just for fun in between, you know?
Yeah, because a lot of work.
You know, we have 4 birthday parties each year.
Well, they've tended to...
Yes, they have been, they're different, but it's still, you know, the excitement, like the anticipation to the birthday, it has waned in a sense. We're not...
For the boys, at least.
I'm not as excited to plan a birthday anymore. For the
boys, at least, yeah.
Yeah, even for the girls, it's... I'm sorry. I really have to admit that.
Okay.
It's kind of sad, but... You know, planning a birthday for a kid who's looking forward to it for a long time, and that was... especially the case for our second. He used to be really excited about birthdays. And he would help with the preparations, the decoration, and everything else. Then with our daughter, like, she changes the theme of the birthday party every single day almost before the birthday, you know. So you cannot really plan. Not it's just much, the and then once you have it, she doesn't have the consistency as to stick to the theme.
Like, she,
yes, and therefore it makes it also more difficult to look forward to it or to plan it with her. For the oldest, I felt like I did almost everything by myself because he also didn't have any concentration or whatever, like, and also it, I don't know.
He's not into groups.
Yeah, it was different. And so, yeah.
We'll see how it works out for all the list.
The treasure hunt thing, definitely something for other people.
Also, it's, we did it, you know, there's a checkbox there, and okay.
The next one is kind of, it very much relates to the last one, geocaching.
Oh, or what they call basically a safari.
Yeah, it's also like a treasure hunt, but with electronics. Right?
Right.
And I tried to get them excited about it.
Nope, not gonna work.
Not so much. Have a family picnic. That's something we can do with the girls. And I just did one.
And I did one, and they love as it. Well.
Yes.
And they did enjoy that as well.
That's nice.
We just spent a day in the city. We went to the Hamburger Dungeon, which is like a, you know...
Like kind of like picture ghost, horror show in a sense. What
do you
call a
ghost ride, or what do you call those frightening places that gives you a little bit of a scare, but with live actors? What do you call them?
I was
Geisterbahn,
horror picture show, but that's different.
No, that's a musical.
Yeah, I know, that's a musical.
No. So something with actors, like showing you the past of Hamburg and stuff, like piracy, you know, there was a beheading and everything like that. But it was good. It was entertaining. They enjoyed it. And we did have a picnic afterwards, and they did enjoy that. We had long walks.
We spent a lot of time in the train as well.
Yeah, train, riding there and going back, exactly. Yeah. And I have had them telling us where to get out and to try to teach them, you know, a little bit. This is how you can follow and
see
where a train goes.
Yes.
It was quite some effort, but they managed.
Okay. Well, the next one is plant a tree.
Wow. Yeah, I did that once. It died. The end.
Yeah, and then we don't feel so motivated as to teach them how to do it, even if we... Well, actually, no, the other trees, I would say Kirschlorbeer, those are kind of trees as well.
Yeah, our hedge.
Yeah, our hedge.
Unless your parents come and just kill them off.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's still gonna recuperate or whatever. I very much hope it.
It looks pretty dead.
Yeah, it looks pretty dead. It looks devastated. Well...
But I hope plant dies those.
Last,
yeah.
And the tree planting as well. You know, our oldest, he seemed to be quite a nature guy for a pretty long time. I'd say until like second, third grade maybe. And then it's like the outside part died somewhere on the way, you know. And he doesn't get as excited about it anymore. But... Yeah, if there was somebody like being really excited about it in the family, trying to involve him, maybe that would be more, you know? And then go swimming, it's kind of like, ah, hello, Of course, family goes swimming. By the way, we might have to go on Monday with the girls. We kind of made like a half promise that it's going to happen during
the holidays. Yeah. We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And our daughter, she remembered and she was like, yeah, we still have to do this.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe I thought like maybe Monday, that's like the last day before school starts again.
You go with them to the swimming
pool? No, you go there. You go there.
Well, then we go together, I guess.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
We are not so, we don't enjoy it that much. No. I mean, I know there are some people who love it, love it, love it, love it. We're not so much.
Not us, though.
Yeah.
Not us.
Okay. But the kids, they like it. So the next one is do an exciting excursion.
Like go swimming?
No, it's more like visit a... This is what you just told us. Mm. Here, the example is go and have a Ritterburg. What's a...
castle.
A castle. Mm. Visit a castle.
Yeah, we did that.
Make
we,
a fire, whatever. These,
it was a dungeon.
You did a dungeon and like, I don't know, but even if I just go for a really long walk or like a hike with the girls, it's exciting for them, you know, and they keep investigating everything and finding things and even, you know, doing little races during the way and stuff. That's exciting for them.
They do enjoy that. Yeah.
I mean, I could go to a castle, but I don't think it would be so exciting for them. By the way, we might do it when we go to our parents. My parents.
We go to another castle.
There is a nice castle. I'd like to go there with the boys at least.
Okay.
Meersburg. Meersburg is a very beautiful city.
It is.
Yes. It really is.
Okay.
So maybe we're going to do that. And the next one is sleep in a tent.
Yeah. Well, we did that as well. Did we? No.
By the way, they really don't get excited about this idea.
No, because it's not really that exciting. Well, you sleep somewhere else. Ooh, wow.
In a tent. I mean...
I did not get excited about sleeping in a tent. I got excited about meeting new people, you know, and then doing some fun activities, but not sleeping in a tent. It really meant nothing to me as a kid.
Yeah.
I was not excited by
that. Yeah, well...
I was only... really, really annoyed when it started to rain and everything got, you know,
wet,
like big time wet. I was more annoyed by sleeping in a tent then, but
what excitement
also
is that
the building a tent up and down, you know, raising it, and that was not much fun to me.
Well,
I don't mind it, but if I can pick, I'd rather sleep in a car than in a tent.
And that's what you're gonna do. This year.
Well,
you might sleep in a tent.
We have a car that can be transferred into a tent or transformed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still going to be kind of exciting.
It's the best Something of different. Both worlds.
Yes. I guess. The next one is swap houses.
What?
No, I think this is this, you know, this rental thing. No, like you
Change
sign
locations.
Up somewhere and then you can, like somebody can sleep in your house and you can sleep in the house of somebody else.
Why would you do that?
If you cannot afford a hotel or...
So you just go Airbnb?
It's like Airbnb, but with sharing your own house as well, I think.
Well...
That's what they mean.
Well, go places and sleep somewhere else. Yeah, we can.
I think maybe this is maybe for poorer people, whatever. If you know another family, then you can just say, "Hey, let's swap houses for a week."
Why would you swap houses though? Is it an American thing? Because
We even watched a movie like that. That was a movie. There, this is like a new thing where people. I think it has to do with having less money. And
but again, if you live somewhere else, you still have to pay for your own house.
Yeah.
They have to pay for their house. You just move out of your house for a week and move into someone else's house. You still pay the same.
No, yeah, but otherwise you would have to pay for your own house and for the travel vacation.
Oh, okay. Now I got you. So it's a vacation thing.
Yeah, it's a vacation thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so instead of paying somebody for a...
Yeah, I get it.
Holiday apartments,
let's say
whatever.
You live in the East Coast and you want to move to the West Coast just for like 2-3 weeks, and someone has the idea, I want to go to the East Coast from the West Coast, then it makes sense.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it in Germany.
We went to my parents' house and my parents would go in at the same time to our house.
Yeah.
And that would be some kind of experience.
Holiday, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It's not that common in Germany. I mean, the idea makes sense.
I think it is kind of common, but more amongst younger people.
That have houses or flats?
Gonna have to look it up. There must be a link as well. This link, of course, doesn't
work. Airbnb.
Airbnb.
This is a big thing. That's used a lot in Germany.
Yeah, but that's not what this meant by this. Okay. It's really swapping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the next one is have some family rituals. And I think we're not going to talk about this now because we did a whole episode about our family rituals. So we do have them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And the next one is have clear rules, good friends.
To have good friends? What?
Ah, okay. And then they're saying we have, for some years, we already have our own old family laws. And they work well.
What? So, should we have good friends?
They have, yeah, that's what they call them. If you have family laws, they are good friends.
Oh, the laws being as good as friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is something that we're talking about every single week now.
Basically, yeah.
In a sense, it's about rules.
In our family conference.
Yes.
What kind of rules we want. It's basically... comes down to two
major
points.
Brush your teeth after dinner.
Well, that point was made clear, I think, 3 times ago. And the stomping around part, that is really important. Do not stomp around after, I don't know, 8.
After 8, yes.
That's
why they're doing it really, really hardly.
Before
that.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is the rules the kids come up with. I only have the brush your teeth kind of thing.
Yeah, well, we have much more rules, but we're just not consciously talking about them.
Yeah, some
you know,
we are.
It's like, don't spit on the floor or whatever. You know, there is many, many rules that we have, but we're not consciously talking about them because they're already ingrained.
In a way, yeah.
You know, like, take off your shoes when you come in, whatever. There are so many different things, you know. Mm. Or say hello, like, in the morning when somebody doesn't open their mouth, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Things like that. Okay, the next one is have one-on-one time with each kid.
That's hard.
Well, we're trying to have them, and they kind of do happen once in a while. Like, actually, I enjoyed going with our oldest to get his glasses, which are going to be quite expensive. But actually, your mom, she said she's going to pay the extra for...
Oh.
His eyes being smaller and like not too thick glasses and stuff.
Okay, so did you order the glasses like that?
I did. I'm gonna have to talk about this later. It's a longer story.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's something that where you spend one-on-one time.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good conversation as well, because you could even talk about values and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you usually don't talk about when the other kids are around and they want to have all this attention as well.
That's right.
And then also, like, even if you do, like, if you go out with both of the boys, I still count this kind of as a one-on-one.
Well,
I mean,
it's
different.
Hard because
I know,
you
of
always
course.
Have to keep one boy from picking a fight with the other one, or not picking a fight, but just generally annoy the other one, which was... like 80% of our time.
Oh dear.
No, you don't want to put your fingers in his face all the time. No, you don't want to look at him in a funny way because you know how he reacts. No, you... And so on and so on.
This is still happening.
It is still
happening. I know. Okay, the next one is have a pet and take care of it.
No, not gonna happen. You can do that when you have one or two kids, I guess, and you're feeling really bored out of your mind and the kids are behaving so well that you don't know.
And it depends on the kid. I used to have a pet and I took care of it all by myself. That's my parents awesome. Never did anything.
Okay, so let me tell you about the family tragedy that formed friends of ours. Where
no, actually, my brother, he used to have a hamster who died.
Exactly. That happened to our friends as well.
Oh, yeah?
And the kids were devastated. So
what? Who? What?
Our friends. The one who builds the drums.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The hamster?
The hamster died, yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
But that's recent, isn't it?
Yeah, it was recent.
He was still alive when we went there last time.
I know. He just died.
And then after... Why? It's
maybe an illness or so. But he only got 1 year old, and that's pretty young for a hamster, as far as I know.
Oh.
And so one of the kids who the hamster belonged to was really devastated. And you have to deal with all the heartache, and maybe there are a lot of lessons in that, and so on.
There is.
And, but... For our kids, I don't see any future for any kind of animal that they would have to take care of.
Well, we can keep telling them, once you leave the house...
Yeah, exactly. Once you leave the house, you're free to buy yourself the pet that you always dreamt of and wanted. So far, I've...
So you can watch it die.
Well, hopefully not by then. But I've not heard our kids... actively asking for a real life pet.
Well, the funny thing is, do you remember our oldest? Mm. They talked about pets in fourth grade, third grade or fourth grade. I don't remember precisely. And then they had to make a list about what this animal needs, how much money you have to spend, how many times you have to clean or feed and do all those other different things. And then at the end of the topic, each kid had to explain what kind of animal he or she would like to have and why. And I think they had to pick one, and then he tried to pick the animal who makes the least work.
Turtle or some.
Yeah, I think in that case it had to be a cat or a dog or whatever. They had to choose between only a few animals, and then he chose rather the cat, but the best case would be a turtle or something. Yeah,
yeah.
Something.
A fish.
Yeah, but well, actually, a fish with the aquarium and so on, you have to
same with the
water
turtle.
And stuff. Turtle is a little bit easier, as far as I know, but
really, this is
doesn't matter. He was not so excited about a whole lot of work just for an animal.
No. And it's a big no for us.
Okay, the next one is listen.
Listen?
Yeah, really listen.
Okay, active listening. That is really important, it is.
24 things for a better family atmosphere. Okay. And put it at number 37.
That's you should kind of start weird.
It's like... Why not do the listening part in the beginning?
We need 42 points. You got everything else. Well, yeah. We could always put in listening to each other. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Number 38 is encourage or praise.
Well, yeah, you could have led with that, but you should encourage and praise your kids once in a while.
And this is where we have to put a link in there as well. You know, we had those two different parts where they were giving us many how to praise in the right way. There is many, many, many... things that you can do wrong when you're praising your kid.
Oh, wow.
Everybody has to know that.
We'd rather like to talk about things you can do right?
Yes. So when praising your kid or giving them encouragement, try to focus on what they are doing and on the effort, not on the how or their gift or their talent. But instead, you encourage their, I can see you really took an effort and it was important to you. I enjoyed watching how concentrated you were as you drew those little ears.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's how you do it. Okay. Next one. Everybody has a chore in the household.
Well.
They don't have enough. They're cleaning their rooms and stuff. Or putting away their
plates
and stuff. And then I did a few ones where they have to put up, bring up their clothes and put them in their drawers and their cupboard and so on. Or bring down their empty hangers. Hangers, it's called. I'm going to do more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that they could help around the house with? There's not so much.
Well, there is, but I would have. I know it's about me because I know how it's they would you, do it.
It's and, me.
Yeah, but I know that I would get really annoyed about them doing it wrong.
Yeah,
and then I would have to fix it. Mm-hmm. I know it's not right. This is not how it should
anger
be.
Anger rising up.
I know. And then
you'd rather do it yourself.
Like our oldest, how he's wiping the table. Like, this is the easiest thing one can do.
It's not. It's
but actually, not. No, well, you, an when I watch you, I also think, oh. And then I'm like, it's wiping a table.
Mm-hmm. But you can wipe
and you're just so distributing
many,
everything. You're so making it worse.
Wrong and right ways to do.
It's like, how can I make it worse? That's how he's doing it. And then I'm like, and now he has two of these cloths mm-hmm. that are fully dirty, mm-hmm. which weren't dirty before. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to clean them. And I also have to take another rag to clean that mess that he just produced and that he enlarged.
Wow. So maybe you show him like 30 times how it's done right. And by the 31st time, you don't have to worry about three rags being used for cleaning one table.
But first, I need to find the patience. to do so.
That's okay. Right. That's
yes. Right. This is one of my learning points, but I have to underline or whatever. Hey, and the next one is do family conferences.
Hey, we did that. Check.
Yes. Check, and we're still doing them. And the next one, I think it's also a check mark. Take care of your communication. Like, do it in a correct way.
Well, is there a wrong way to have communication?
Auf Kommunikation achten. Yes, yeah. Of course. I mean, it's like this whole thing of, oh, you're so stupid, or
so that's what
I don't know. There's so many ways
going
of
on about for the last something. 30 podcasts. Or
yeah,
so.
We've been talking about this many, many times. What kind of words we don't say that want to talk like positively, which we just mentioned as well, and stuff like
and
that.
And they are starting to notice as well. You know, when you say always, which is never true. Or you say never, which is always true, and the likes, you know, and everyone, and oh, you know, all those words, those mm-hmm. trigger words.
Yeah. Last point. Do you believe it? Yes.
Not really, but we could start point. From one again if you want to.
You're gonna have to read this one. The
I
last
have to read
one.
This one. Last but not least, hey, it's in English. Regelmäßig aussprechen, wie sehr wir uns lieben. Well, that's the touchy-feely part that Anita enjoys the most. It is announce
talk
to
about
everyone
your love for each other
how
all
much,
the time.
How much you love each and everyone in the family. This is kind of my forte because I do enjoy telling our kids that. And
but it's, I do it's, so too.
It's we have just certain individuals in our family who have a slight disadvantage, let's call it like that, in that area. It does not come naturally to them. To some, it's even like they cannot force it out of their mouth to say something positive at the moment.
Well, no, they say positive things. It's just...
Well, I'm thinking of one kid that
yeah, okay,
has
I
trouble
know. Yeah.
formulating something positive towards the other.
Yes.
But we
but then
do...
also, I love you. Mm-hmm. Imagine our oldest doing that. That's kind of weird.
Oh, you can say, well, we do have certain things in Germany that you can say that is not really directly I love you, but the more ich hab dich lieb, you know, which is more
yeah.
like I like love you. Which
just
does not
like
exist
the
in
American
English.
And English thing,
yeah.
I don't get it. Anyways, like they talk about I love you all the time,
mm-hmm.
but then saying it to somebody who like you really love, mm-hmm. that's like a whole big thing. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's movies, honey.
They're weird.
In that
that's
area,
only happening in movies, I guess.
Maybe it's because of limited vocabulary in that area.
Yeah, not they're stunted in that area, aren't they?
A little bit.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Please explain. Why? Just say, I love you. Don't make a big deal out of it. I mean, hello?
Because most people do have emotions, honey.
Oh, okay, you know, you don't have to say, I'm going to marry you immediately. You know?
That's right.
Like we did when we got to know each other.
That's
you know?
Exactly what
yeah,
we did.
I mean, that's what we did. But
you don't
I mean,
have to
not
follow
everybody
up
is the same way, you know? People are so complicated.
I read back to point 42 because it is the answer everyone is looking for. Spread the love.
Spread the love.
Do it, you know, by talking about it. Maybe in a family conference. Maybe we could introduce ourselves like that.
I did it the last time
where we all held hands. Well, tried to.
No, but that was like that doesn't count. That's like, I'm gonna use a very like a little saying for toddlers, and that's gonna count all the kids who are not even toddlers. Like, not even the youngest one is a toddler. Yeah. But I'm gonna use the saying anyways because it sounds so fun.
And it was funny.
Well, I don't remember anybody liking it except for yourself.
Yes, I had fun. I had great fun at the expense of others. But I did mention that we love each other, right?
Yeah, it came across like that. Yes. Hey.
Yeah. So maybe we started in the beginning of the family conference.
Maybe we can even watch a movie with a little cartoon character in the background, or little hand puppets or something like that. That's going to come across.
Hand puppets and we love each other. I don't.
Yeah, that was pretty much what you were talking about. It came very, very close.
Well,
it's like, yeah, I want to say it, but I don't dare to say it, you know?
Well, we'll come up with something for tomorrow, right?
Yes.
I'll come up with something genuine and honest and not in a mocking way, you know, but something profound.
Okay, okay.
And then we'll see you and take it from there, right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. And glad, then we're gonna, glad that you are.
And then we're going to report next week.
We're going to report how that went. Because my last attempt, obviously did not take.
Yeah, it wasn't a serious attempt. It was just a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah, it was funny though.
For yourself.
Yes, for you too. Yes.
Okay, I'm laughing about everything. So
there you go.
Okay, thank you very much for listening, Aaron.
Again,
thank you. And other people.
And everyone else.
Take out both hand puppets and socks and have fun.
What? Okay, bye.
Bye.